this orchestra a big round of applause. I don't just say this. This has to be the best praise team in the whole conference. I'm just telling you. I'm not being politically correct.
That's all right, Pastor.
They sing from their heart.
That's right. Oh,
that song.
Amen.
That song. God bless you.
Yes, Lord.
And
yes,
Lord. I know you guys have to go. But you don't know. Sometimes you have to go to grow.
Amen. Yes, Pastor.
And where you were going, the pastor whispered in my ear, you know, they're leaving. And my heart sunk.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
But then he said, they're going to Tulsa.
Amen.
And I know,
yes, Lord,
what a blessing you're going to be to that church.
Praise the Lord.
A church that was outdoors for 2 years,
yes,
because,
Lord,
because of a tornado.
Lord.
And the people scattered.
Mm-hmm.
But this church has prepared you for a new ministry.
Amen. Praise
so
the Lord.
What happened here will be happening there.
Thank you, Jesus.
In two places.
Yeah.
And what's the name of the group you guys have here?
Identity. Right.
So we have Identity 1 and Identity 2 in Oklahoma. Wow.
That's all right.
Thank you for letting me come here this morning to
praise
fellowship with you.
Praise
it's a privilege. And I do feel honored. Allow me to stand in this pulpit on God's blessed Sabbath day to be with you. I'm humbled.
Amen.
Humbled that I can stand in your pulpit, Pastor, and be with the people of God.
Praise the Lord.
Smyrna and Maranatha.
Yes. Amen.
Coming together.
Yes.
You know, we're living in the last days.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Jesus is soon to come.
Yes.
And we all have to be on one accord.
Amen. Amen.
To make sure when the Lord comes back, I want to be saved, don't you?
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
I've got to be
above
saved.
Above all. Amen.
So this morning I want to share with you, and I know that we're shaking hands and people are elbowing and kicking and all of that.
That's all right.
I heard our pediatrician talk this morning, and I was on my way on a cruise in the month of July, and to Russia. And I haven't had a vacation in 5 years. And
yes, Lord.
I told my son, who was a physician in New York, he said, Dad, you probably want to cancel or postpone that trip. You will probably be all right, but you could get stuck in a foreign country.
Yes, Lord.
He said, in New York right now, we are all of our resources. He was a pulmonologist, lung doctor. And he said, everybody's gearing up because we don't know what's going to happen.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Nobody knows what's going to happen. We have the general conference coming in the month of July. And we don't know if that will be able to take place. So we're watching and waiting to see what's going to happen. But it's all just a sign of the last days.
Amen.
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 Even if you don't open up your Bible all month long, there are signs. The Bible is being revealed right before our eyes.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Pestilence and disease.
Yeah, that's right.
I want to be ready.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
got no
Lord.
Time for foolishness.
That's right.
Politics.
Come on,
all the rest of that stuff. Time to get your heart right with
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen. Amen.
So I'm glad to be here this morning with you and to share a word from the Lord. I've been in Louisiana for the last two Sabbaths. I was in Baton Rouge. Was it last Sabbath? Sabbath before that. I don't know where I'm at from Sabbath. Sabbath.
It's all right.
And here today, and then the end of the month, I'll be in New Orleans for a citywide convocation. All the churches are coming together.
Amen.
But I love me some Louisiana.
Amen. Amen. Say that, Mr. President.
I really, the people here are sweet.
That's right.
We were in Baton Rouge. They had made a big pot of gumbo.
All right.
And I was looking forward to it.
Yes, yes.
Big old pot of gumbo.
Mm-hmm.
But the refrigerator went out Friday night.
Oh.
And the elder who was making it said, I opened up the pot and it was just bubbling. I wonder what you put in there to make it bubble. But I'm looking forward to it. And are we eating dinner here today?
Yes.
Do y'all have some gumbo?
No.
Shame on you. I'm from Ohio, so that's new to me. That's new food to me. We didn't have that in Atlanta where I came from.
Mm-hmm.
So I love the culture and all of that. Well, this morning we got a word from the Lord. Is that all right, everybody?
Yeah, that's all right.
And I promise you I won't be long, but I will promise you I will finish.
All right.
When God has started.
That's all right.
Will you pray with me this morning? Our Father, we do not dare open up this sacred book without first asking for forgiveness of this sinner's sins. But Lord, I feel comfortable here in the midst of your saints from Smyrna and Maranatha.
Yes, Lord.
Because they're in the same condition I'm in. We are all sinners trying to get right with God.
Amen.
So give us a word this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You have your Bibles. I want you to turn with me to the book of Acts, or the book of Great Acts. And put your finger in chapter 19 of Acts. Acts chapter 19. And I want to start reading at verse number 11. Acts 19 and verse 11. And God wrote or wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then certain of the vagabonds, the Jews, exorcists, took upon themselves to call the name of the Lord, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. There were seven sons, one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus, I know. And Paul, I know him too.
Come on now, come on, preacher. Come on.
But who in the world are you?
Ah, yes.
May God add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Just a few minutes this morning. I want to talk on the subject, a dirty little secret.
Oh, oh my.
A dirty little secret.
Mm-hmm.
There are all kinds of characters in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
There are all kinds of leaders found from Genesis to Revelation. Most of the characters in God's word are ecclesiastical. They are preachers or priests. You and I know that there are all kinds of preachers. Am I right?
Amen.
There are slick preachers.
Come on now.
Jack-led preachers.
Well.
Money-hungry preachers.
Amen.
Lying and conniving preachers.
Yes.
Can we be for real, everybody?
Amen.
Everybody that carries the sacred title pastor or priest is not worthy of that title.
That's right.
So true.
But when you find a real man of God, you ought to honor him.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
Paul did not have a stellar past. He had a whole lot of skeletons in his closet.
That's right.
Just like some of us. We've got our skeletons. Paul had some skeletons in his closet. You know about Paul.
Oh, yes.
Paul the murderer. Paul the master politician. Paul who was the schemer. Paul who was politically motivated.
Yes.
Paul the brilliant scholar. The exceptional theologian, that was Paul. Arrogant, high-minded, proud. But God took him down a notch. Anybody know that when you get too big for your riches, God can knock you down. I don't care who you are.
Say the word, pastor.
You can be pastor, priest,
that's right.
Or president.
Come on.
God can bring you to your knees.
Yes, he will. Yeah. He'll do it.
God knocked it down, and Paul had his conversion experience.
Amen. Yes,
sometimes God has to knock you down.
Yes.
Sometimes you have to bump your head in order to get some sense. Fell down, and God lifted him back up and put him. He became a man of God.
Amen. Yes, sir.
No longer chasing after Christians, but now trying to convert them. God can change your thinking. Turn them around. Some folks never forgot where it came from or what it did. But that's how the saints are. They never forgive you.
That's right.
They'll always bring up your past. Can I get a witness of that? They forget about where they were and how God changed them. But look at him now. Man of God, man of integrity. Preacher of preachers. Instead of being filled with devilment, now he's filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, I like a preacher filled with the Holy Ghost. Filled with the Holy Ghost. So much so that wherever Paul went, somebody would be healed.
Yes, sir.
Whenever he opened up his mouth, the Spirit of God just flowed out like honey. Dripping from the honeycomb. That was Paul. You know what happened on the day of Pentecost. Preached so hard that the Bible says 3,000 people were converted in one day. Preached so hard that even the saints start speaking in an unknown tongue. But the difference was when they spoke in that unknown tongue. Every man heard the word of God in their own language. There was no babbling there. There was nobody teaching them to speak in a unknown tongue.
You've been listening to the Restoring Faith broadcast with yours truly, Dr. Christopher Manuel. You are invited to join me at the Smyrna Seventh-day Adventist Church every first and second Saturday for divine worship service at 11 a.m. and Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. located at 916 Richmond Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana. And on the third and fourth Saturday for divine worship service at 10 a.m. and Tuesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. at the Maranatha Seventh-day Adventist Church located at 4517 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana. Beloved, your gifts and love offerings can help keep this ministry on the air. Send your correspondence to 916 Richmond Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302, and join us every Tuesday at 10 a.m. on KAYT KQJO for the Restoring Faith broadcast. Be blessed.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Check out some of your favorite celebrities talking about the secrets to their success on Money Making Conversations with me, Rashawn McDonald, every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central on KAYT KQJO FM.
The City of Alexandria Parks and Recreation and